"Aye, aye," shouted the harpooneers and the seamen, running closer to the excited old man. "A sharp eye for the White Whale! A sharp lance for Moby Dick!" "God bless ye!" he seemed to half sob and half shout. "God bless ye, men! Steward, go draw the great measure of grog. But what's this long face about, Mr. Starbuck? Wilt thou not chase the White Whale? Art not game for Moby Dick?"
"I am game for his crooked jaw, and for the jaws of death too, Captain Ahab, if it fairly come in the way of the business we follow. But I came here to hunt whales, not my commander's vengeance. How many barrels will thy vengeance yield thee, even if thou gettest it, Captain Ahab? It will not fetch thee much in our Nantucket market."
"Nantucket market! Hoot! But come closer, Starbuck. Thou requirest a little lower layer. If money's to be the measurer, man, and the accountants have computed their great counting-house the globe by girdling it with guineas, one to every 3 parts of an inch, then let me tell thee that my vengeance will fetch a great premium here."
"He smites his chest," whispered Stubb. "What's that for? Methinks it rings most vast, but hollow."
"Vengeance on a dumb brute," cried Starbuck, "that simply smote thee from blindest instinct. Madness! To be enraged with a dumb thing, Captain Ahab, seems blasphemous.